January 29, the Christian's Rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11:29. You, Addie Walling, are the same to me as my own child. I have performed for years, since you were 6 years old, the duties of a mother. You have become interwoven with my life, a part of me. And if you are in trouble, if you have wants, if you need means, I expect you to come to me as if I were your mother. I hope that the purpose of my adopting you, Addie and May Walling, as my children will be realized, that of seeing you both useful women, children of God, forming characters for the mansions which Jesus has gone to prepare for those who love him. I greatly desire you should make this the aim, the purpose, and pursuit of your life. This character building is a most important work. It is not a work that ends in this life, but which tells in the future life. What you make of yourself here through the merits and grace of Christ will be retained through eternal ages, and I am most earnest that you should not meet a low standard. Learn of me, says the great teacher. I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your soul. The peace that Christ gives will never, never bring sorrow with it. Be sober and watch unto prayer. Critically examine yourself and make earnest work. Be sincere. Ever feel that you are in the presence of God and holy angels, that the Lord is to be pleased and honored and glorified. Addie, make your aim to be a noble woman, a sincere Christian. I do want you to know for yourself the preciousness of a Savior's love. If Jesus is formed within the hope of glory, you will surely reveal Christ in speaking of him. If his peace is in your heart, you will surely express the same in your words and in your actions. Be true to yourself and be humble. Be not forward in speech, but be modest. Never praise yourself, but think less and less of self, and talk less of self, and lay all your burdens upon Jesus. May the Lord help you to win eternal life. In much love, your Aunt Ellen. Letter 92, January 9, 1886, to Addie Walling, a daughter of Ellen White's niece, whom with her sister May she took into her home to rear.